thinking and studying and praying this week and trying to search for a baby dedication message. And you know what? I come back to the point of, I tell you what, if we just get up here and preach the gospel and preach about Jesus Christ, it fits every circumstance that could ever be possible. So we're going to do our best just to find a way to preach the gospel this morning. If you will, bow your heads and pray with me and pray for me and just pray that God will use me and clear my mind this morning and allow me to preach exactly what He's laid upon my heart. Lord, we thank You for this day and we thank You for all Your many blessings. God, I know that we're here this morning to celebrate some special, special occasions, God, but we're here most of all to give You glory and to worship You. God, I just want to thank You and I want to praise You for saving an old sinner like me, God, and God, for taking my life, God, and allowing me to surrender unto You. God, I pray, dear Father, as we're here together this morning, that we'll use this opportunity to lift You up. We'll use this opportunity to grow closer. God, I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, that they'll find this opportunity to come to know You as their personal Savior. God, we thank You and we praise You for all that You do for us. God, we just ask You to have Your will and way in the remainder of the service. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. John chapter number 1, we're going to begin reading with verse number 1. I want you to look as we get into the scripture today. We're going to look. When I thought about a baby dedication, I couldn't help but think about what is the purpose and what is the reason that we have a baby dedication. So as we're looking at that this morning, we're not going to talk about a baby dedication a lot during the sermon today, but maybe there's a main idea or a main theme that can come from the message today that will cross over into our baby dedication here in a few moments. But in John chapter number 1, verse number 1, I want us to look at how the Bible begins. In the beginning was the Word. Now, if we only get that far, and then let's go back and let's think about the first four words in the Bible. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1, in the beginning, God. Isn't that crazy how similar that these two verses of Scripture are? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 starts, in the beginning, God. John chapter number 1, verse number 1, the Bible starts, in the beginning, was the Word. I want us to look for just a few moments at the deity of Jesus Christ. I want us to look at how Jesus Christ and His deity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So in John chapter number 1, verse number 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Listen, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. As we look at these first five verses in John chapter number 1, I want us to look this morning and I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is God. I want you to understand this morning that Jesus Christ has deity, that Jesus Christ, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all three are one and they're all three separate, and don't try to comprehend it, don't get lost in it. Just believe that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost are all three make up the deity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. As we look at this morning, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have any problem believing that Jesus Christ was a great prophet. They don't have any problem believing that He was a great teacher and a healer and a great speaker, that He was a good man that walked here on this earth. But I want you to know this morning that Jesus Christ, He is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh that dwelt here on the earth. He wasn't just a good teacher, a good man, a good prophet. That He is God in the flesh that walked here on this earth. And I want you to know that He was brought here to give God glory. I want you to look with me in verse number 14. The Bible says, look what, as we go back to verse number 1, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep skipping back and forth, but I want you to look what it says about, this is, when it's talking about Jesus, I mean, it says the Word right here, it's talking about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God, and the Word, Jesus, was God. Now let's get down to verse number 14. And the Word, Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us as we beheld His glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That Jesus Christ was sent here to this earth with a purpose, and as He was here, that we beheld His glory. I want us to turn to Luke chapter number 2. I'll do my best to get to the message in just a minute, but Luke chapter number 2, we're going to begin reading with verse number 7. As John chapter number 1 told us that we beheld His glory, So verse number 7 of Luke chapter number 2, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Oh, preacher, you preaching about Christmas in the middle of August? What in the world? I want to tell you something. It ought to be Christmas every day in our hearts and our lives. We know that Jesus Christ was sent here for us, that he was sent here to redeem us. It ought to be Christmas all year long for us. So in verse number 8, the Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Listen, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want you to know that from the night that Jesus Christ was born, that he was bringing glory to God. I want us to know that our purpose here on this earth is that we may bring glory to God. And I want us to look at this morning as Jesus Christ was born there, that he could have come into this world as a king. He could have come in as anything that he wanted to. But he left the portals of glory to come and give glory to God the Father. And as he was laying there in that stable that night, can you imagine what it was as those shepherds were standing out there in the field and all of a sudden a host of angels showed up. All of a sudden this host of angels showed up and said, fear not, for behold, we bring you good tidings of great joy. And the Bible tells us that the glory of the Lord shone round about them. I want you to know that we're here this morning to let the glory of the Lord shine round about us. That we're here this morning to let God's glory flow out of us. That each and every one of us should be bringing glory to God. And as Jesus Christ was born here on this earth, his responsibility was to go to the cross. But as he did that, he brought glory to God the Father. He was God here on this earth. He didn't give up being God. He just took on a robe of flesh as he come here to this earth. He was God just as much here on this earth as he was God there in heaven. But he took on that robe of flesh just like you and I have to show us and to be an example for us and to lay his life down for you and I. He was giving God glory. From the night that he was born, he was giving God glory. And then as we go through his life and we see him heal the lame, we see him give sight to the blind, raising the dead to life again, giving mercy to the wrong, and loving the abused. In all of his life, he was glorifying the Father. As he laid down that example for you and I, how are we giving God glory with our lives? What are we doing to glorify the Father? See, each and every one of us, we have a responsibility to bring glory to God. And you know, sometimes when we get trapped up in sin, and we fall short, hey, and I fall short. I come short of the glory of God. I sin. There's things that come into my life that shouldn't be there. You know, those things are not things that are going to send me to hell now because I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. But it does keep me from giving God glory with my life. It does hinder me from having the relationship with Jesus Christ that I'm supposed to have. It hinders mine and his fellowship. And I want you to know that as I'm here and I say that I'm a born-again believer this morning, that my desire, my heart's desire should be to give God the Father glory with my life. Jesus laid down that example for us from the night that he was born and the glory of the Lord shone round about them to all the things that he did during his life. All in time he was given God the Father, the glory for his works here on this earth. Then we know that he was here to be dedicated to the cross. He was here for one purpose, and that was to be dedicated to the cross. His entire life was a walk to the cross. As he was here and he did all of those miracles and he was bringing God the Father glory. As he was here and we've seen the glory of the Lord around his life, that we know that the end of his life here on this earth would be the end of the cross. We knew that his main purpose was to be here. See, you know, the Bible tells us that before the foundations of the world, I don't want you to get lost in this, but before you was ever made, that God knew you was a sinner. Before you ever come into an existence, God knew that you was a sinner. He knew that there would need to be a reconciliation for you, that there would need to be a sacrifice to you. And we know that in the Old Testament, they made sacrifices with the blood of bulls and goats and turtle doves and all of it. But there came a day and a time when that sacrifice was no longer sufficient to cover sins. There came a day and a time when that sacrifice was no longer going to be acceptable to cover our sins, that we couldn't do enough to offer unto God for a sacrifice under our sins. And I want you to know that it didn't just happen, that it wasn't just by pure circumstance, that God didn't just have to go, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? Because he said before the foundations of the world that he had a plan for a sacrifice for you and I. And we know that Jesus Christ, the Word was made flesh in John chapter number 1, verse number 14, that the Word was made flesh, that Jesus became flesh, that God became flesh and come to this earth to give himself a sacrifice for us. And while he was here on this earth, he was dedicated to the cause of the cross. He was dedicated to laying his life down for you and I. He gave God glory while he was here, but he was dedicated to the cause of the cross. Now we do know that as time drew near, that we found Jesus Christ there in a garden. And he had asked his disciples to watch and to pray. I'm going to go a little further in the garden and I'm going to pray. And as he come back, his disciples were asleep. And he said, could you not watch for just 1 hour while I went to pray? And he said, I'm going to go pray. I need you to watch. And the Bible tells us that he is there praying, that the stress, that the concern was so much that the Bible tells us that his sweat become as great drops of blood. And we can hear him pleading there with his father and saying, Father, if there be any other way, if it be possible for this cup to pass from me, let this cup pass from me. But boy, I like the next part of that. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If this is the only way that a sacrifice can be made for the people, if this is the only way that reconciliation can be had between them and I, then I'm willing to lay my life down on a cross. I want you to know as he came and he gave God glory, as he done all of the miracles that he done, as people seen him the way that they saw him, I want you to know that he was still dedicated for the cause of the cross, that he was here to lay his life down for you and I. And there in the garden as he prayed and he surrendered unto God's will, I want to ask you this morning, have you surrendered unto God's will for your life? Have you said, God, I'm here. I want to give you glory, and whatever it takes in my life, I want to bring glory to your name, and I want to point others to the cross of Christ. See, you know, I'm not like that. Because here's what I pray. God, I want to give you glory. I want to give you glory by preaching in power. God, I want to give you glory by telling others about Jesus Christ. God, I want to give you glory by them seeing you be good to me. But am I willing to say, God, whatever it takes for my loved ones to see the cause of the cross, that I'm willing to walk through that? See, that's what Jesus did. He said, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I don't know that I'm there yet, y'all. I don't know that I'm there yet to where I would say, God, whatever. But as Jesus is there in the garden, he said, whatever it takes, if it's not your will for this cup to pass from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And then as we see Jesus Christ hanging there on the cross, as we see him there and he's been tormented and tortured, I don't know any other way to put it, as he's been spit on and his beard plucked out, as they have crucified him there on the cross, we see him even there look to a thief there on the cross beside of him, and even there give God glory with the life and the death that he's going through. And then as he's there, we know that God the Father had to turn his back on him because of the sin that was laid on his shoulders. See, up until that point in time, Jesus Christ was sinless. Don't ever let anyone tell you that Jesus did things that were sin while he was here on this earth. He was absolutely 100% sinless as he walked here on this earth. If he wasn't, he couldn't have been the sacrifice. But he was absolutely 100% sinless. But there on that cross, now look, we want to look at it and say, because he took the sins of the whole world, and he did. He took the sin of the whole world there on that cross. But you know that one little sin that bothers me, or that one little sin that bothers you, when it was laid upon Jesus Christ, it was more than God could look at. That would have caused God to turn his back. And that's what God would have to do to you and I if it were not for the cross of Christ. But as he's there and he lays down his life and he looks up into heaven and he says, it is finished. It is finished, and he gave up the ghost. We know that the Bible tells us that the veil in the temple was rent, that all of these things begin to happen, and we know right then and right there that reconciliation was made between you and I, that now we have access to the Father, that I can go straight to God the Father, and I can ask him forgiveness of my sin. I can have a relationship with him. I want you to know that Jesus came for the cause of the cross, and he was absolutely 100% successful there on the cross. You may look and say, no, they killed him on the cross. They sure did not. He laid his life down freely for you and I. Absolutely. He was dedicated to the cause of the cross. Even in death, he glorified the Father. He made it possible for us to come to the Father, to be forgiven of our sins, to be reconciled and redeemed back into our Heavenly Father. But see, I'm still glad that that's not the end of the story. Because you see, there was a guy that come and said, you know what, I want to take the body of Jesus and I want to give it a proper burial. But see, Jesus didn't have a tomb, so they went and got a borrowed tomb. And that was okay because he wasn't going to need it very long at all. And the Bible tells us that he took and he laid him down in that borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, there was some women that come out to the tomb. They come to put some spices on that body. Preacher, we're going to get Christmas and Easter in one service. Amen, we sure are. And as they go out to the tomb that day, they come and the stone's been rolled away. They were worried about how they were going to roll that stone away. You know what, Christians? We worry about a whole lot of things that don't ever come to fruition in our life. That was a big word. I barely got it out. We worry about things that never happen in our lives. We sit around and go, oh no, what if this happens and what if that? And it never happens because God's already got it took care of. As those women was going out to the tomb that day, how in the world are we going to roll that stone away? And they got there and the stone was already gone, and so was Jesus. They said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, for he is risen. He was still bringing glory to God the Father. Man, I'm telling you what a God we serve. Glory to God, how he worked through Jesus Christ, his Son. But now, let's go back to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. Jesus Christ did everything he came to this earth to do. He came to give God glory and to walk to the cross. In John chapter number 1, I want us to look at verse number 10. If you hadn't heard anything else yet, I want you to hear this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. You know, we're living in a day and a time where people don't mind acknowledging that there is a supreme being. Where people don't mind acknowledging, oh, that God made the birds, and God made the trees, and God made this, and God made that. And God's such a wonderful God. Yes, he is a wonderful God. But my question to you this morning is, do you know him? Look, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. You know, you have an opportunity this morning that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've not accepted this work that he did on the cross, the fact that he laid down his life for you. See, one thing that we got to be able to admit is that we're all sinners. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, preacher, not me. I'm a good person. You may be, but you're still a sinner. Well, preacher, you're a pastor. I may be, but I'm still a sinner. And without the blood of Jesus Christ, I would die and go to hell just like every single one of y'all. Once we realize that we need Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, hey, you don't have to be a murderer, a robber, a thief. You don't have to be any. Only thing you got to do is realize that I'm not perfect, and I need Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins. But the Bible says here that he was sent to his own received him not. But I want you to look at what happens to the ones that do. Verse number 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is no time like right now to give your life to Jesus Christ. There is no opportunity like right now. And you say, well, what do you mean, preacher? Well, I want to tell you for one thing, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. It is here for a little while and it vanisheth away. That the breath you just took is yours. The next one belongs to God and it's only up to him whether you get to take it or not. That when you leave here this afternoon, hey, Dawn Tickle, I hope she don't mind me saying this. Dawn Tickle posted on Facebook yesterday that her son wrecked his little truck. Man, thank God that both her sons were okay through that. But when they left home that day, if she had known that that was going to happen, she wouldn't have let them go. But you know what? She didn't know. neither did they. Just like that, something can happen. Are you ready to stand before God right now? That's all that matters. If you're not, this God that was made flesh in the form of Jesus Christ, he came and gave his life for you. Hannah, if you will, come get us a song of invitation this morning. I want you to take an opportunity this morning. I want you to look at your life right now. I want you to know, first of all and foremost, that Jesus Christ came and gave his life for you. It wasn't for Billy Graham. It wasn't for Joshua Seacrest. It wasn't for the deacons of this church. It was for anybody. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. It was for you that Jesus Christ came and gave his life. It was for me that he come and gave his life. And he is there here this morning. And yeah, we love to talk about all the glory that Jesus Christ brought to God the Father. But I want to tell you something, that he was here and he was dedicated to the cross for you. That he was supreme over the cross for you. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment. Preacher, as I look into God's word, I know about God's glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Preacher, I believe that he came to this earth and that he gave his life on a cross for my sin. But I have never accepted him. I'm kind of like the ones over there in verse 10, that he was sent to his own and his own received him. I don't know why I've never been saved. I'm a good person, but I've never asked Jesus Christ to come into my life. Preacher, would you pray for me? I don't want to die and go to hell. I realize that life can vanish in just a moment. I realize I have no control over it. I realize that today could be my last day here on this earth. I don't want to die and go to hell. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip up your hand anywhere in the congregation? Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Jesus Christ as my Savior. Preacher, I'm here and I've been saved. No doubt in my mind, I know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind. But my life is not giving him a lot of glory right now. My life is not pointing others to the cross. Would you pray for me? Just slip up your hand. I see your hand, you put it right back down. I see your hand. I see your hand, you put it right back down. I see your hand, you put it right back down. Preacher, my life's not bringing God a lot of glory right now. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Would you pray for me? Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you for the ones that raised their hand this morning. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help us as we go from day to day, that our lives will bring you glory just as the example that Christ set before us. Just as he was dedicated there to the cross, that we'll point others to the cross. God, I pray that you'll help us to be everything that you would have us to be. God, thank you for saving an unworthy sinner like me. God, I still mess up, I fail, I come short. God, I'm not worthy to stand here this morning, but I want to thank you that when you look at me, you only see the blood of your darling son. God, I want to glorify you for that. These things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. As you stand to your feet, if you need to come and talk things over with God this morning, if you found yourself in a place that your life's not giving God glory, come talk to him about it. Come tell him about it. Hey, he already knows. But come and have that conversation. God, I know my life's not right with you right now. God, I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I don't want to leave here in that condition. I want to draw closer to you. This altar is open. if you will be seated for just a minute, we're going to continue and we'll complete the service with our baby dedication this morning. We have several to be dedicated this morning. Let's look at what a blessing we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nine little babies here. Nine babies this morning to be dedicated. What a blessing that God has blessed us with here in our church. Man, y'all just keep drinking the water is only thing I can tell you. It's spreading. If we can't grow the church one way, we'll grow it another. Before we do this, though, and man, what a celebration it is, I want to take just a moment. There is some mothers in our church. I ain't trying to put a damper on it. I want us to be aware and I want us to recognize. There's some mothers in our church that for one reason or another, maybe their pregnancy didn't go full term. Maybe their little baby's not here this morning because for whatever reason, their pregnancy didn't go full term. I want you to know something. That the best I can understand in God's word, they might not be here this morning, but they're in heaven waiting on you this morning. Can we just have a word of comfort of prayer for those situations right quick? Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do. Thank you for the service in your house this morning. God, I pray, dear Father, a special blessing, God. I know sometimes when others are celebrating around us that sometimes there's others that are hurting. And God, I pray in these situations, God, I pray that you'll send comfort and grace like only you can, that you'll bring peace, God, that only you can give. And thank you for the promise, God, that these little babies are in heaven with you, that one day that you'll be able to fulfill us with being able to be there with them and with you. God, we thank you and we praise you for Jesus Christ, your Son, and it's his name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to do this a little different maybe. I want to talk for just a minute because, you know, a baby dedication, we make it all about the babies. But these babies are not making any decisions just yet. These babies are under your care as parents. So instead of the baby's names, I want to do this. We have Abby and Fernando, David, Grace, Daniel and Brenna, Carrie, Justin, Jennifer, Myron, Anna, Corey, Casey, Cameron and Heather, Tyler and Evelyn. I want to talk to y'all for just a minute. See, these babies, they don't understand what I'm saying just yet. Hopefully one day they will. But just as we were talking this morning about Jesus Christ coming to this world to bring God glory, to give God glory, and to be dedicated to the cause of the cross, you know, this morning as you're bringing your babies here and you're saying, I want to dedicate them, we do get that from the Bible. There was people in the Bible who said they wanted to dedicate their children unto the Lord. And that's where we get that. And that's wonderful. It's awesome that you're bringing your babies and want to dedicate them unto the Lord. But without being ugly, let me just say, this don't really do a whole lot for your baby. This is not a salvation for your baby. This is not putting them in a relationship. Because right now, until they reach that age of accountability, they're covered by God anyway. So this morning, here's what you're doing. You're saying, I'm coming this morning to dedicate my baby, but more than that, I'm saying that I'm going to be dedicated to raise my children in a way that nurtures them to bring God glory and to point others to the cross of Christ. First of all, in a way that it's going to bring God glory and that it's going to point them to the cross of Christ. See, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Well, you know what? These babies that you're holding this morning, that is the closest thing to your own soul that you will ever see on the face of this earth. That is the closest thing. I had a young dad tell me just last night. He said, I cannot believe how much I love my son. I didn't know that there was love that existed like that. That's the way it is. These babies that you're holding, they are as close to your own soul as anything in the world. So let me ask you this, and I'm not changing God's word. I'm going to give you a little JLS version right here. What shall it profit your baby if you give them the whole world and they lose their own soul? See, it's wonderful that God has gifted us with these babies, and we thank him and we praise him for that. But God didn't gift you with these babies for us to just take them and raise them any way we want to. God gave us these babies that we may raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to point them to Jesus Christ, that they may give him glory and point others to the cross. As you're here this morning, I want to encourage you. I want to beg you You're making the first step. You're already saying, I'm here and I want to dedicate my baby to the Lord, so I'm going to be dedicated to the Lord. I want to encourage you. I want to beg you. I want to ask you to be sure that no matter what you give your baby, if you're able to give them a great financial security, that's wonderful. If you're able to give them every toy in the world, that's wonderful. But more than anything, I want to beg you to give them Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that will last forever. That's the only thing that will last them for eternity. So at this time, I'm going to ask you, if you will, to bring, I'll call your name. Y'all pray for me on these names that I'll say them right. Y'all know how I am. Ophelia Grace DeHevis. Maybe I'll say that right in a minute. Is that close? All right. If y'all will, bring Ophelia on up. And if y'all will, just line up here on the platform with me. Here, and we'll pray over in just a minute. I'll go ahead and give you that. Adeline McComb and Eliza Marie McComb. You know, even financially in our church, there's some that can give a little and some that give a lot. Here's some that give a lot to the births of of our congregation. Here's your, let me give them a day. There you go. Kenzie Grace Lucas. Dalton Gooden. Thank you. Jet Thomas Smith. Georgia Ray Hayes. I will. It's like us men not carry nothing. Colbin Brian Meadows. Bentley Seth Thomas. As they're coming, if the remainder of the deacons that are here with us this morning will come up, please. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. I got a big note written right here. It says, don't forget, Case Brooks Chrisman. And what did I do? I forgot. Thank you so much. Sorry, brother, don't hold it against me. All right, y'all just kind of spread out where you can, and I know we can't get our hands on all these babies, but we do want to pray for y'all as parents, that God will help y'all to lead these babies and to bring them up in the way that they're supposed to, that God put his hand on them. Hey, I don't believe there's ever a time that it's too early to pray for their salvation, to pray for their mates, to pray for God just to have his hand on their life. There's never a time that's too early for that. And that's what we want to pray for this morning. And we just want to thank God for the gift that he's given us. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings, God. We just thank you so much for these babies that you've given us, God. God, we don't want to take them for granted, God, and we want to realize that each and every one of them are a gift from you. And God, we want to take this opportunity, and we want to dedicate ourselves as parents back to you. God, we want to dedicate these babies to you, and we want you to take their lives and to use them for your glory. God, we want to pray that the very first time that the gospel touches their heart, that they realize that they need a Savior, that they will surrender their life to you, and they'll make that eternity for sure. God, I pray, dear Father, for their parents, God. I pray that they'll always know exactly how to raise them up in the way that you would have them to be raised. God, may we dedicate our lives and surrender our lives to you. God, I pray, dear Father, for their future, whatever their future holds for them, God, may it always fall on a path that you would be pleased with, that will bring you glory, and that will allow others to see Christ in their life. God, thank you for the gift that you've given us. And God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll just continue to bless us. God, I pray that you'll help us to be the example that we should be in front of them. God, I pray for the rest of this church that we'll be the example that we should be in front of these babies. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. Amen. Amen.